Faxian, sunken British super yacht raised from seabed, date modified 2025-06-21T12-28-08.902Z, description: the cause of the sinking, which killed 7 of the 22 people on board, is still under investigation. Sunken Faxian super yacht raised from seabed near Sicily, one day ago, save, Sofia Ferreira Santos, BBC News, save. A super yacht has been raised from the seabed nearly a year after it sank off the coast of Sicily, killing 7 of the 22 people on board. Italian officials said the luxury yacht, known as the Faxian, would be held up by a crane for a series of inspections requested by the public prosecutor's office. It will later be fully removed from the water. The Faxian was owned by British tech tycoon Mike Lynch, who died in the incident alongside his 18-year-old daughter Hannah and 5 others. Last month, an ongoing investigation found that Mr. Lynch and the crew were unaware of some of the boat's vulnerabilities, including that wind speeds of over 73 miles per hour could topple it. Faxian crew unaware wind speeds of over 73 miles per hour could topple yacht. Report finds the 16 minutes that plunged the Faxian yacht into a deadly spiral. Footage from the salvage operation shows the hull of the 56m, 183 feet, vessel, which looks badly damaged and covered in mud, being lifted up by cranes. In some images, the ship's name can be seen on the stern of the yacht as it is finally lifted above the water. The vessel is expected to be taken to the nearby port of Termini Imerese on Monday, where Italian prosecutors investigating the sinking are based. Peter Byrne/Pawire. The ship's name is barely visible on its stern. Previous salvage efforts to raise the boat were delayed after a diver died while working on the operation last month. Also in May, an investigation led by the UK's Marine Accident Investigation Branch, MABE, found that gusts of over 73 miles per hour hitting the side of the Faxian would likely result in its capsize. The MABE used modelling commissioned after the disaster to aid in its preliminary report. It said winds of over 80 miles per hour violently hit the vessel during the disaster, causing it to flood within seconds. The MABE said its report was based on a limited amount of verified evidence as they did not have access to the wreck at the time. Investigators in the UK and Italy, where criminal investigations are also underway, have said raising the vessel is crucial to fully understanding what happened. Peter Byrne/Pawire. A salvage operation is pumping water out of the ship before checks are carried out. The Faxian had been anchored off the port of a small fishing village, Porticello, when it sank in the early hours of August 19 last year. Witnesses at the time recalled watching it disappear within a few minutes during freak weather. Among the victims were Mr. Lynch, 59, and his daughter Hannah, Morgan Stanley International Bank Chairman Jonathan Bloomer, 70, and his wife, Judy Bloomer, 71, who were all British nationals. U.S. lawyer Chris Morvillo and his wife Nada Morvillo, and Canadian Antiguan national Ricardo Thomas, who was working as a chef on the vessel, also died in the sinking. 15 people, including Mr. Lynch's wife, Angela Baccarese, were rescued. Europe Sicily yacht sinking. Sicily sailing Italy.